Well, good morning, and welcome to the Vital Balance support call. And today is Information Tuesday, and we are going to be talking about the amazing benefits of lactoferrin gold. So this is Linda Morris in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the sun is already up and ready to roll. Lactoferrin gold is part of Neekin's bio-replenishment line, which is a whole different line than traditional supplements. It's a whole different category, and it's actually helping your body replenish it back to what it's known to do and used to do and now may need assistance doing. And it was the first product in the bio-replenishment line, and it has to do with the gastrointestinal tract. So I'm going to read, first of all, the information from Neekin's quick reference sheet on the benefits. So they have updated the formulation so it adds natural active ingredients, more vitamin C for increased antioxidant support, unique proprietary formula, premium quality, ultra pure, concentrated, no lactose. So even though it takes 3 quarts of milk to make one of these little small capsules, the protein, all the lactose has been removed. So even people that are lactose intolerant or dairy intolerant don't have an issue. It's formulated for total body support. Assists in preserving a healthy intestinal tract, helps maintain beneficial bacteria, and formulated for daily serving. And just lactoferrin gold is not a probiotic, it's actually a prebiotic. And let's see, it is a vegetable capsules, ideal for everyone, formulated for adults and children. As a prebiotic, lactoferrin gold can stimulate production of probiotic compounds that encourage production of the body's natural defenses. Assist antioxidant protection. Lactoferrin gold enhances the body's natural antioxidant response. It supports physiological functions. So lactoferrin gold supports intestinal and immune system activity. Premium quality. Purification process removes microorganisms and toxins. Lactoferrin gold is the only lactoferrin derived from a precision patented method that makes it uniquely pure. And the facts. Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring substance found in all body fluids, including tears, blood, and saliva. Lactoferrin is a basic building block of life. It is an essential protein and a major compound of mother's milk, and in this way is provided to all mammals beginning immediately after birth. Lactoferrin is provided in a normal diet through dairy foods, yet some of us do not receive a significant amount of lactoferrin in this form. The exclusive patent technology that produces lactoferrin gold 1.8 uses exhaustive purification methods to remove microorganisms and endotoxin compounds. This provides an unprecedented level of purity while also preserving the prebiotic qualities of the lactoferrin. Lactoferrin gold 1.8 has been formulated from the original with natural lecithin derived from sunflowers, replacing polysorbate 80 as a stabilizer. This is improved, more natural formulation, yet it retains the same degree of bioavailability. Natural sodium citrate and bicarbonate have also been added to balance pH. The new formulation doubles the amount of vitamin C to enhance the antioxidant potential and help support the body's resistance to cellular damage. A new larger capsule accommodates these improvements and provides greater ease in administration. The manufacturing process requires approximately 3 liters or 3.17 quarts of milk to produce a single capsule of lactoferrin gold 1.8. The source of lactoferrin gold 1.8 is a natural milk from a region isolated from sources of contamination. The source material is then subjected to the extensive purification technology to produce lactoferrin gold 1.8. Lactoferrin gold is referred to as a highly functional lactoferrin because its unique production technology results in a form of lactoferrin that is more accessible for the body to use. This technology removes contaminants that could inhibit lactoferrin absorption or metabolism. A single lactoferrin gold capsule contains 60 milligrams of pure, highly functional lactoferrin. This amount is based on United States Department of Agriculture calculations on average daily intake of lactoferrin derived from consumption of dairy products. So that is on the quick reference sheet. And then I have Meekin's Nutritional Skincare Guide that I bought from Focus on Growth. I buy one every year because she updates everything, including the new Kenzen Vital Meal Replacement is in here also by Joanne Stafansia. So going on about lactoferrin gold. Lactoferrin is among the first nutrients that a newborn infant receives from the colostrum in its mother's milk, mother's breast milk. This bioactive protein provides immune protection to the infant until its own immune system begins functioning. An important compound of human immunity throughout life, lactoferrin is synthesized in neutrophils, a key compound of the immune system, and is also found in all bodily fluids, including saliva, nasal secretions, and tears. We lose lactoferrin from our bodies every time we shed tears, spit, saliva, perspire, urinate, or defecate. Physical or mental stress, allergies, infections, and inflammation accelerate the depletion process. The only food sources of lactoferrin are dairy products, which contain only minute quantities, 0.3% in cow's milk. It is virtually impossible to maintain an optimal level of lactoferrin in the body without supplementation because of the large quantity of dairy products that would need to be consumed. Benefits of lactoferrin. The benefits of lactoferrin can be grouped into the following categories: antimicrobial, immunomodulators, antioxidants, and anti-inflammatory. So great is the promise of lactoferrin, discovered only 35 years ago, that a number of global conferences have been held to investigate potential applications. Much research has been conducted worldwide, with citations in numerous mainstream medical journals. Antimicrobial benefits. Lactoferrin is one of the body's most important defenders against invading pathogens and other disease-causing agents. Numerous studies have shown it to effectively protect against a wide variety of bacteria, virus, and fungi. It accomplishes this in several ways. Its presence in mucosal surfaces, such as eyes, nose, mouth, genitary tract, provides a first line of defense against invading infections. For organisms already in the body, lactoferrin can prevent their growth and proliferation. Much of this is accomplished by its iron-binding properties. Most pathogenic microbes require iron to grow and multiply. By binding to the free iron in the vicinity of the bacteria, lactoferrin effectively removes their source of nourishment, essentially starving them to death. And just to share another bit of information on that, we happened to be at Meekin headquarters, and one of the scientists was in the elevator, and we were sharing how amazing it was and how, you know, if you start to take it, when you start to feel run down and you're around people that have caught colds, that it absorbs and negates the virus, so you don't catch a cold. And you know how it used to be, every time I got on an airplane and flew somewhere, I catch a cold. And after that came out, it's like, wow, that greatly reduced my catching colds, or if I did catch something, it was, you know, one or two symptoms opposed to the whole full-blown thing that everybody else was getting. And the scientist said, he's like, well, that's really exciting, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of what lactoferrin gold does. And he was actually sharing, he's like, do you know how there's an excess of iron on an organ that has cancer? And he's like, well, no, I didn't know anything about that. He says, well, what this does is it actually starves those bad cells. It's not feeding that iron. And that's a lot more exciting than not catching the cold. It's like, wow, had no idea about that. So, you know, as it says here, by binding to the free iron in the vicinity of the bacteria, or those bad cells, lactoferrin effectively removes their source of nourishment, essentially starving them to death. Lactoferrin has been shown to control the microbial activity of such bacteria as E. coli, Salmonella, Staphylococcus, and Listeria. Dr. Naidu, the researcher who developed lactoferrin gold 1.8, is also the creator of a lactoferrin-based antimicrobial spray, which is applied to uncooked beef carcasses to fight E. coli, an organism that causes severe gastrointestinal symptoms in humans. More recent data has revealed protective effects against Helicobacter pylori, cancer and ulcer-inducing bacterium. The antibacterial properties of lactoferrin in saliva even aids in the prevention of dental cavities. In the viral population, laboratory studies have shown inhibition of human HIV, influenza, cytomegalovirus, herpes simplex types 1 and 2, hepatitis C, and rotavirus. This is accomplished via inhibition of viral entry into cells and inhibition of virus cell fusion or growth. Lactoferrin's antifungal properties can provide relief for two modern-day scourges, the persistent candida yeast and tinea pedis, otherwise known as athlete's foot. An added bonus is that lactoferrin can potentiate increase the effect of antibiotics and antifungal drugs. Simultaneously, it reduces the side effects of these medications by helping to restore the friendly bacteria that are non-selectively killed by antibiotics. If you think about it, if you're also taking the lactoferrin gold, which is a prebiotic, along with the Vital Balance shake, that each serving has the equivalent of 10 cartons of Greek yogurt in probiotics, is going to help it proliferate even quicker with those probiotics. Immunomodulator benefits. It is important to differentiate between an immune system stimulant, which enhances immune activity, and an immune system modulator, which balances immune activity. Both can activate an immune response when the body is threatened by a pathogen. But immune modulators, such as lactoferrin, can also reduce the unwanted immune responses associated with autoimmune diseases. Evidence is mounting that lactoferrin is an essential immune system regulatory protein. Neutrophils have the ability to produce and deliver lactoferrin to other key immune cells, including lymphocytes, monocytes, macrophages, which all contain specific receptors for lactoferrin. Lactoferrin's potential as an anti-cancer agent is being studied extensively. Japanese studies of laboratory mice demonstrated a suppression of tumor cell growth and metastasis, the spread of cancer cells, when lactoferrin was administered shortly after tumor formation. Another study found lactoferrin to be effective at suppressing the growth of human pancreatic cancer cells. Antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits. Lactoferrin is a natural antioxidant. Its ability to bind iron allows it to prevent uncontrolled iron-based free radical reactions in the body. Free radicals are atoms that can cause damage to cells, impairing the immune system and leading to infections and degenerative diseases such as heart disease and cancer. Both free radical damage and bacterial infections can lead to inflammatory conditions in the body. Since lactoferrin effectively inhibits both of these conditions, it can also function as an anti-inflammatory agent. Lactoferrin also has the ability to potentiate or increase the effects of other plant-based antioxidants. Therefore, taking it in conjunction with natural sources of antioxidants such as orange juice or with antioxidant supplements will provide enhanced benefits. Or taking it with Siaga would be brilliant too. Intestinal health. One of the best known benefits of lactoferrin is the promotion of intestinal health. Its anti-inflammatory properties provide extraordinary benefits for all inflammatory intestinal conditions. While its immunomodulator actions may provide relief for such serious autoimmune disorders such as Crohn's disease, there are receptors for lactoferrin throughout the digestive system. Lactoferrin's prebiotic properties are among its most valuable contributions to gastrointestinal health. While antibiotics non-selectively kill both good and bacteria in the body, lactoferrin eliminates only harmful bacteria and spares the healthy intestinal flora, allowing it to proliferate. It can also inhibit the growth of pathogens and endotoxins that can lead to intestinal disease. I also remember looking at a live blood analysis and being shown what looks like a space invader on the TV screen. And I'm like, what's that? And it was actually unhealthy bacteria. And it looked like it had all these little legs with little buds on the end. And it was actually the good bacteria was fighting, all ganging up on that bad bacteria and eating it up. It was the most amazing thing. It's like, wow, you know, to have all that good bacteria going after that bad bacteria was quite fascinating to see.
Hooray!
Yeah. Yay. importance of safety. Lactoferrin has been recognized by the FDA as GRAS, generally recognized as safe for the general population, as well as for individuals who are allergic to milk. Because it is a natural substance found in every body, allergic reactions are not possible. That's good news. It can be safely used at all stages of life, from newborn to the elderly. And as I mentioned on the call last week, my brother's 10-week-old kitten that looked like she wasn't going to live much longer, and we mixed it up with a little milk. Of course, it has the it turned it bright orange because of the turmeric that's in it. And after two capsules, she was totally fine and playing with her brothers and sisters the next day. So even for 10-week-old kittens, it's totally safe. So what makes lactoferrin gold 1.8 unique? Because you can find other lactoferrin, but there is nothing like lactoferrin gold 1.8, which was created by Dr. Naren Naidu. He is one of the world's leading experts on lactoferrin. Milk comes from cows raised in pristine environment in New Zealand that is free of all sources of contamination. The cows are fed organically and receive no hormones or antibiotics. New Zealand has never had a case of hoof and mouth disease or mad cow disease. Patented freeze-dried extraction process creates an unprecedented level of purity while maintaining full potency and prebiotic qualities. This creates a highly functional or activated lactoferrin that is far more potent than any other lactoferrin product on the market. Studies have shown a typical bacterial kill ratio of 12 to 15% with regular lactoferrin, while activated lactoferrin has a kill ratio of 99%. Let me just read that again. Studies have shown a typical bacterial kill ratio of 12 to 15% with regular lactoferrin, while activated lactoferrin has a kill ratio of 99%. This processing and extraction technique is at least 5 years ahead of anything else in the industry. Every batch is tested for prebiotic activity, antioxidant activity, and purity. A small amount of SOS, fructooleosaccharide, is added to enhance prebiotic properties. Completely lactose-free can be taken by people who are lactose intolerant and have milk allergies. It takes 3 liters of milk to produce 1 60-milligram capsule of lactoferrin gold. So dosing recommendations. Lactoferrin gold 1.8 is not considered to be a supplement, but a replenishment, replacing what is depleted naturally in the body. 1 60-milligram capsule is adequate daily intake for normal, healthy individuals. People with serious health challenges or those who deplete lactoferrin more rapidly can take up to 3 capsules per day. There are no contraindications, say for infants, pregnant women, people taking immunosuppressants, even individuals with high blood iron levels. Should not create negative interactions with any medications. In fact, it works synergistically with many. And that makes me think, there's another guy here locally in St. Petersburg that was anemic, and his doctor really had no other solution for him. And after he started taking the bone pack, which is the lactoferrin gold, the osteodense, and the caldense, within a year, he was no longer anemic. So his doctor was, quite amazed with how well that was working. And I also remember Dr. Naidu speaking here locally, and he was talking about, the whole, all the bio-replenishments. But he was talking about women that are not able to get pregnant. And he said a lot of times, or miscarriages, he said a lot of times miscarriages happen when lactoferrin levels drop in the body. And oftentimes, the men are not able, they don't have enough lactoferrin in their sperm. And he's like, the lactoferrin, you can just imagine, it sits on the head of a sperm like a GPS. So it actually helps it define where it needs to go. And if you don't have enough lactoferrin in your body, that GPS is not working properly. So for those couples that may be looking to get pregnant or even to retain a pregnancy, to add lactoferrin into both of their lives might make that work. Just another bonus idea here. And then I'm going to read a little bit about, actually had the weight loss benefits of lactoferrin sent to me by Kana. And I will add this out and email it out. So, weight loss benefits of lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is well known for its immune-supportive properties. Surprising new research is uncovering an unexpected benefit that lactoferrin might help humans shed body fat as well. Lactoferrin's ability to reduce body fat was first discovered at the cellular level. In these studies, researchers found that lactoferrin can help fight against obesity by inhibiting the accumulation of fat in fat cells and by inhibiting the formation in new fat cells, a process called egyptogenesis. A follow-up study investigating the molecular mechanism behind these results showed that lactoferrin works by inhibiting fat synthesis and stimulating liberation of stored body fat. These are important findings with direct relevance for the well-documented expanding waistlines in America of all ages and its ensuing detrimental health consequences. Lactoferrin for fat loss. The potential anti-obesity effect of lactoferrin was confirmed in obese mice. When researchers found that a lactoferrin-rich diet resulted in increased fat loss, another study in mice found that a lactoferrin-rich whey protein isolate prevents obesity by inhibiting weight gain and fights obesity by enhancing fat loss. During spontaneous feeding, when mice were not calorie restricted, the lactoferrin-rich whey protein isolate prevented weight gain and fatty liver formation. During a calorie-restricted diet, the lactoferrin-rich whey protein isolate enhanced fat loss. New research is showing that lactoferrin might help humans shed body fat as well. One indicator is the higher blood levels of lactoferrin are associated with lower BMI, lower waist-to-hip ratio, and lower fasting triglyceride and glucose concentrations. A number of studies confirm this finding as well. In one notable study, healthy men and women between 22 and 60 years old supplemented with 300 milligrams of lactoferrin tablets a day for 8 weeks. Subjects were told to maintain their regular food habits. Compared to the placebo group, the group taking the lactoferrin supplement experienced a significant 12.3 reduction in an intra-abdominal or visceral fat. The lactoferrin group also showed significant decreases in body weight, minus 3.3 pounds, BMI minus 0.6, hip circumference minus 1 inch, and waist circumference minus 1.7 inches. The placebo group, on the other hand, gained 2.2 pounds. The researchers concluded that lactoferrin appears to be a promising supplement for counteracting the accumulation of body fat. Another fat-fighting target of lactoferrin. Another way lactoferrin can help in the fight against obesity and associated metabolic and cardiovascular complications is by decreasing the risk of a condition called metabolic endotoxemia. Metabolic endotoxemia is a condition characterized by 2 to 3-fold increases in blood lipopolysaccharide levels. Lipopolysaccharide is an endotoxin, a toxin produced by certain bacteria. Unhealthy food habits, like the typical Western diet high in fat and processed foods and low in fiber, increase the production and absorption in blood levels of lipopolysaccharides, which in turn increase the risk of metabolic endotoxemia. This is important because elevated blood levels of lipopolysaccharides and metabolic endotoxemia can result in insulin resistance and obesity. In addition, a metabolic endotoxemia produces low-grade inflammation that can damage many organs in the body. By binding to and sequestering lipopolysaccharide lactoferrin and its metabolites help prevent the development of this is too many big words for 9 o'clock in the morning, right? can help prevent the development of metabolic endotoxemia and can help relieve an already established metabolic endotoxemia condition. And this represents a molecular link between obesity and the diseases related to it. Further evidence for the involvement of metabolic endotoxemia is the development of obesity is the finding that is directly stimulates the formation of new fat cells. Thus, lactoferrin might inhibit a new fat cell formation via several different mechanisms. And then it goes on more about prebiotics and the help prevents osteoporosis actually is talking about Dr. Naidu's double-blind study with osteoporosis and osteodense with Caldense. So I'm going to email that all out to you guys so you can just read it for yourselves or reread it for yourselves, because that was a lot of information this morning. Anybody have anything you'd like to add?
Where did you get all that last part from? It just a bunch of, was that some net information? Because you said you started off with the quick reference sheet and the nutritional guide, and that was some amazing information, all of this.
Well, this last part is an article that Connor sent me, so I will forward that on to you. But yeah,
before that,
that was from the Focus on Growth,
Focus
Nutrient
on
Guide.
Growth?
Yeah.
That was a growth guide. Wow, that was a
yep.
That was a bunch. We'll have to look at that for sure.
You know, the amazing thing is, and the beauty of this call is, a lot of this stuff we may have heard before, we might have used before, we've spoken about it, and then we forget about it. So, as we are going through and learning more things on Tuesdays, Information Tuesdays. It's like I'm taking progesterone again. I'm making sure I take my lactoferrin gold every day. My mom, she takes lactoferrin gold whenever she's traveling or around people that are sick or feeling run down. That's when she's taking it. But I did a three-way phone call with her and Sarita Lamphere this week, and Sarita's really talking about the benefits of lactoferrin. And she's like, one of the first things I get everybody on is lactoferrin, because a lot of problems start in your gastrointestinal tract. And if it's not happy, nothing's happy. So having the lactoferrin gold really starts to fight a lot of problems, including inflammation. And she's even sharing, even by itself, before we had the bone replenishment, she saw organs and bones being replenished because it's really helping our bodies to work better. And it was quite a fascinating phone conversation, and one that I wished I'd recorded, because I learned a lot about that call. So lactoferrin is one of those nutritionals that I have always taken. That, along with those jade enzymes, have always been, two things and joint complex that I just won't be without. Of course, now we have the vital balance. I do that every day. And, there's so many great things that we have from Nuken. And the fact that we can, get it at a discount and better quality than anything else in the world because of them being a Japanese health research institute, they put all that time and money to making sure that what we have is the best, and you cannot find anything similar to it online or at a health food store. So I think we're really blessed.
Linda, one of the things that I always pop when I feel something coming on with the winter colds and flus is mushroom. Mushroom is significant, but wow, we have to think a second time here about lactoferrin gold. And I usually do put myself up with lactoferrin gold if a cold does go a little stronger. So, and I remember way back when I first heard Dr. Naidu talk in Minneapolis in 2008, Jeff Van Blerken was part of that setup for that whole day with Dr. Naidu, and he was suffering big time. And I know one of his little stories was asking Dr. Naidu, what should I do about this? He says, well, pop about 3 lactoferrins. And so that extra boost to our immune system is important, because as I tell people, right from the tip of our tongue to the end of our bum, lactoferrin gold is, or I should say gastroferrin, which lactoferrin gold is made of, it replenishes. Now, correct me, Linda, here if I'm right here. As we get older, we lose our gastroferrin, and so the only way to rejuvenate it is through our lactoferrin gold.
That's true. Absolutely. And I've always, and Charlie's on. I flew to New York, actually, and I caught a cold on the airplane. And I think it was, well, I think it was New York, wherever I was going, and Charlie's like, no, I always take 2 lactoferrin gold before you get on the airplane, and I was only taking 1. He's like, you need more. There's more stuff in the air to fight, so, like, when you're traveling, you take 2 before you get on the airplane. I'm like,
When do you recommend taking this during the day, and do you take it with anything else besides 5-ounce water?
You can take it any time of the day. There's no rules. If you're taking more than 1 a day, I would spread them out. You know, so they are working in different times during the day. I have one client that's taking 3 a day because she does have necrosis of the bone, and she's also taking 2 or 3 osteodens because, you know, that's all there is left for her is replenishing her bones and joints. So she wants to make sure her gastrointestinal tract is working at its optimum best so that the osteodens and the calodens is working at its optimum best. So I would, you know, if you're taking, if you are taking 2 a day, spread them out throughout the day, but it does not matter when you take them. There's no rules. And I love it that there's no counterindications at all with it.
Linda, I want to thank you. I cannot remember a time that I've learned so much new information in such a short period of time. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and you guys are all have all been the catalyst because it's like, I got to find something to share this Information Tuesdays.
A quick story at the Eagle Expo this last year. Dr. Ken, or the bone doctor, was there checking the T scores, and I had 2 years before been osteopenia in my hips, but everything else was good. But he tested me, and he tested me again. He says, I don't think I have ever recorded such a high T score. He says, you're 3.8, a plus 3.8, and that's just really off the scale. So that, it with the osteodens, you got to credit both of them, but they work together synergistically too. So
that's fabulous news. Really great. We're just so blessed that we know this. And remember, don't keep it to yourselves. Share it, because there's a lot of people that wish they knew what we have.
Linda, one of the things that you talked about was cancer cells and the excess iron that accumulates on there, and the lactoferrin, the gastroferrin will starve something to death.
The iron.
Can you remember that? Well, it'll starve the iron so that it won't nourish the cancer? Is that the process?
That's what I understood. Now, remember, we don't make any medical claims, but that was the scientist that told us that. And actually, it is in here. Let me go back over that point where it was talking about that in this guide. Let's see. Yeah, it's in the immunomodulator benefits part. It's important to differentiate between an immune system stimulate, which enhances immune activity, and an immune system modulator, which balances immune activity. Both can activate an immune response when the body is threatened by a pathogen, but immune modulators such as lactoferrin can also reduce the unwanted immune responses associated with autoimmune diseases. Evidence is mounting that lactoferrin is an essential immune system regulator protein. Neutrophils have the ability to produce and deliver lactoferrin to other key immune cells, including lymphocytes, monocytes, and macrophages, which all contain specific receptors for lactoferrin. Lactoferrin's potential as an anti-cancer agent is being studied extensively. Japanese studies of laboratory mice demonstrated a suppression of tumor cell growth and metastasis when lactoferrin was administrated shortly after tumor formation. Another study found lactoferrin to be effective at suppressing the growth of human pancreatic cancer cells. Let me find the part where it was talking about iron.
It was before the pancreatic cells.
Yeah.
I know I took some notes here.
Okay.
It has to be about minute 10 of your recording.
Oh, that early, huh? Okay. Minute 10.
No, sorry, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes, okay.
10 minutes, so reverse 10 minutes.
Mm. see. I'm not finding it right. Oh, here we go. Okay. Lactoferrin is one of the body's most important defenders against invading pathogens and other disease-causing agents. Numerous studies have shown it to effectively protect against a wide variety of bacteria, virus, and fungi. It accomplishes this in several ways. Its presence in mucosal surfaces, eyes, nose, mouth, genitourinary tract, provide a first line of defense against invading infections. For organisms already in the body, lactoferrin can prevent their growth and proliferation. Much of this is accomplished by its iron-binding properties. Most pathogenic microbes require iron to grow and multiply. By binding to the free iron in the vicinity of the bacteria, lactoferrin effectively removes their source of nourishment, essentially starving them to death. So, essentially, it's feeding the good stuff and starving the bad stuff. And that's how it's been explained to me before, and that's an easy way to remember. You know, it's feeding the good stuff and starving the bad stuff so it can't proliferate the bad stuff. And there may be more information specifically in Dr. Naidu's Bio-Replenishment Bone Health book. But I just didn't get all the way through that. So I know there's several pages specifically on lactoferrin. And like in the bones of osteodens, we call that the lactocalcin, which is for bones. There's like, 24, 25 different types of lactoferrins in the body, and they all have different purposes. Anybody else have any last thoughts, comments, or stories that you'd like to share? Okay.